But if you wanna go to cigarettes and just smoke, or even pipe and just smoke all the time, well, eventually it's gonna hurt you.
That's what I was doing. I've done that for these last 2 weeks. It's just been there all the time. I think maybe a week off would hurt me a bit.
Can you leave it a week?
Oh, I'll just cut down. I won't go away from it, probably.
Yeah, if you don't smoke it too much, you get a pleasure out of that. I would never quit it altogether.
Okay. Just control it.
Yeah, just cut down a little, you know.
I'll lead it, and it won't lead me.
Yeah, it's a pastime for you. You've made a habit of it now. You get a lot of pleasure out of it.
I was surprised at myself this morning. I stoked that thing up, and I bet I didn't have it in my mouth over a minute before I had it out in the ashtray.
Well, yeah,
maybe it was a dirty pipe. Maybe my wife has put something in my tobacco.
Maybe she put some
old rubber bands.
Yeah.
Or oh, if you've done a favor for someone, well, let's say someone's done a favor for you, we'll put this the other way, and he's been good to you, you say you're what?
Much obliged to him.
Uh-huh. Does this mean you owe him a favor, or?
Well, you'd be appreciating what he'd done for you, and if you could return it, well, yeah, you'd owe him a favor back.
Uh-huh. If Jessie comes in and you've been out in the fields and she says, what did you do today? You'd say, well, I
just piddled around. That's what I always tell her, make sure she's mad.
What does this mean, really?
Well, I just really didn't accomplish nothing, just put in my time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I know this isn't so.
Well, of course, I'd say, well, I worked out in the field, or I plowed, or I done so-and-so, you know.
Uh-huh.
But then I usually say, oh, I just piddled.
Uh-huh. If you've made up your mind that you're not going to do something and someone tries to push you into it, you say, well, it's no use for you to try to push me in because I've made up my mind and I just
won't do it. Just contrary.
If you think you can help somebody and you want him to call on you, and then you go see him and you find out the job's all done and he's had a great deal of trouble with it, you might say, well, why didn't you call me? Because after all, I
would have helped you, or been glad to have helped, or
if you think you can do something, somebody says, can you do it? What would you say?
I think so, or I'll sure try, or do my best.
And this means what?
If you're willing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we were discussing these little animals that cause trouble. Any special term for these things? Possums and skunks and coyotes and...
I tried to think of that name yesterday. It's
you've been working.
Predators? Yeah, predatory animals or something like that. I can't get it exactly right. But they speak of the coyote and the animals that does his harm, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's that animal, but I can't put my finger right on that name. So I don't know.
Well, let's skip this one. On we go. What in the world? You got that one. Yeah, we got a lot of these.
We didn't go over very many of them.
No, and I moved a lot of these yesterday that I'd written in the margin and just put them where they belong.
Oh, I see.
If you come into some place and you want to find out about the rain, when it happens or how frequently it happens, what would you ask somebody?
Well,